Right.
We heard the Conservatives launching their manifesto today. They're going to extend the right to buy pledge. What do you make of that?
Well, since I had to clear up after their last right to buy, it cost us £20 billion, £20 billion disinvestment in the existing houses, giving £60,000, £70,000 bonuses. What the Tories have suggested today is they'll contender it, but you'll pay for it. Let's say there are two people in the house. One can't afford to take the right to buy and the other can. The other one can is going to get a £70,000 bonus, discount on it. The one next door doesn't get it. So what's going to happen? He's going to have to pay for it because the councils are going to carry the debt.
Let's face it though, when Margaret Thatcher did it, it was pretty popular, wasn't it?
Well, I hear that. If you bought the house on a discount, then fine. If you could buy a house for £50,000, no doubt. But somebody pays for it, and what the Tories are now suggesting, they're not going to pay this, the 20-odd billion it cost last time. It's going to be put on the councils, and the councils are going to have to sell their assets. So the people who are going to lose their assets, lift up the council pricing, are those where the debt's gone to. All for what? For something they can't deliver.
We're in the city centre in Chester, somewhere you spent many years as a lad. Yeah. It must be nice seeing the Forum here in the old market. It's looking pretty tatty. It's going to be redeveloped. It must be nice to see that's happening finally,
you know,
under a Conservative-led council and a Tory MP.
I don't call it tatty, would you?
Well, the council think it is. They're going to demolish it.
I'm not talking about council. You and I are talking. Are you from Chester?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I am. And we've seen it over the years, and I've come back over the years. It's improved a lot since then. I'm sure they always wanted the development. I've just walked in the market. Markets are declining in most. I think you can lift them up in different ways that I've been
it's
seeing.
It's going to be redeveloped, though. It must be nice to see that that's finally happening.
Yes, I'm glad to see it's happening. We did a lot of the regeneration under Labour. Yes, you knew that cities are important. That's where most people get their experience and their life and their livings. So I'm glad that we did a lot of it under Labour's regeneration programme, some of it in Chester. So I welcome it.
And just finally, you must remember in 1997, Tony Blair pulled up in his battle bus on Eastgate Street, mobbed by loads of people. It's not quite the same now. We know this is going to be one of the closest generation elections in generations. Why is it in opposition Labour aren't anywhere near as popular as they were back then, when you were in control?
In 1997 was a unique period. After 18 years of the Tories, they were totally sick of them. And they were welcomed everywhere. It was a trend, man. I went around a bus. I came here just around a bus as well. And we had a little card I've got here, what we promised. And what we promised, we delivered in those years. And that's the difference from our promises now. Where are you going to pay for them? Where will they come from? We promised, we delivered.
Well, come on, what is it that's not cutting through now that seemed to cut through back then?
I don't know, you're observing it, you're telling me. I just go around seeing, the mood is changing in the election, that's good. But I think in the main, people went through after 13 years of a Labour government, and we had the lie perpetrated on us that we caused the crisis. There's no bankers did that. All those bankers you walk into in Chester, you own them now. You're feeling happy about that. No, you're paying for the bloody things. You're the biggest subsidy of it, here in Chester or anywhere else. OK.
Thank you.